Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The maid of honor, Ryan's brother, come remove the masks, and then they're just like this awkward, hi, nice to meet you. I mean, it was awkward before that when they were just holding hands.
So
there.
Awkward, and he was like, my hands are sweaty. I was like, oh my god, Ryan. Yeah. Oh my god.
That whole moment, Ryan, was not it.
It was terrible.
So the officiant, is that how you say it?
Sure, yeah.
Yes, pastor, whatever. She's like, you know, Clara's friends and family want you to know she's an adventurer, free spirit. She'll remember all your favorite movie songs, whatever. Life of the party, most loyal friend you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Ryan's friends and family, he's dedicated, committed, goal-driven, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very analytical, loves going to the gym, more sensitive than he portrays.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they wrote their own vows. Mm-hmm. Ryan's vows were very nice. One little line is like, he's been a piece of my heart always. Just cute.
Can count and on then, me as long as the day is long and the grass is green.
Oh, yeah.
So, cute. So nice.
Cute but cheesy as hell.
I love
the
it.
The day is long. As the day is long.
It's like,
I don't love you. What?
It's like Stevie Wonder. It's like the ass song.
And then Clara, I always imagine writing my vows to the love of my life. Can't wait to start our life together. How?
Yeah.
So interesting. You have to write your vows to someone you literally know nothing about and say all these big statements about being committed to them and you don't know this person.
They've like, never met them. That's why old boy had to take it from Stevie Wonder.
Stealing lines.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say nothing genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. But yeah, the exchange ring, share a kiss. Mm-hmm. I did get teary-eyed. I cry at every wedding. I just realized. I don't know those people. This segment is 3 minutes long. I was already like, tearing up. I just love weddings.
Whoa.
I think I just love what weddings, I just love what they represent. Mm. Like even, I remember at my brother's wedding, you know, he's the closest person to me that got married and I got to like be a part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was bawling the whole time, but really it was more, it was less them. It was more just like the whole symbolism of it. Like my family, her mm-hmm. family, friends and family from around the country came to mm-hmm. watch the two of them declare their love and like commit to being life partners. I just think it's so, I don't know, just so beautiful, regardless of who the people is. I just think it's such a beautiful moment. But yeah, these two people are strangers. I don't know what I was doing.
That is, wow.
But I guess still seeing their family and I don't know, just the whole notion of it. I just love weddings.
Yeah. I will say too, I didn't realize this about Married at First Sight. I really like this notes from the friends and family, then the vows, and then the like little dedication with the ring. I like that order of
I like
that
sequence.
Too. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. nice.
And I love that they tap the friends and family to kind of give a little
oh my inside. God. Me, Jessica, and Roxy just getting together and writing your little thing.
Yeah.
Yes!
Natasha's friends and family will like you to know. What the hell would y'all say? Oh, God.
Miss!
but yeah, I like that. I love how they do that.
That's cute.
So yeah, they get married. Okay, another side note, sorry.
Mm.
I hated her hair. Something about wedding updos, I'm
just
not...
I hate them!
I hate
comb with a passion
swoop out. Oh my god! And it, the curls that are pins with the, and like the roses.
They like rosebuds.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I hate it. Hate them. Oh my god! I think they're so dated. Like if you got married, you look like that. You got married in 1994. Like that's it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it ages you. It ages you.
Yeah, because it was so trendy back then.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing that now, it looks like, who did your hair? Like, what?
I don't, they just look stiff. It doesn't look like your natural self. Like, no one walks around with this big updo. Not to say that you have to walk, you know, I'm not showing up at my wedding with these. But, like, I want it to look more representative of me. Not this, like, fancy, swoopy updo that I would, like, never look like a different person.
Ugh, I would love a nice Hollywood wave to the side. For a white girl with long hair. I love it.
I love a little soft body wave.
Yes. Action. All the way to the side. All the hair shoved to the side. That would be so nice. But no, we got to have you looking like a Trader Joe's fucking bouquet of orchids. Okay, anyway.
So yeah, they leave the wedding. They go have their first little drink together. We're reminded again that Ryan has never been in love or never said I love you, something like that. We also learn his last name, which is Oubre. He's like French Creole.
Yeah, so
like,
that's cool. French.
I love it personally. Same. Homegirl was like,
she's pissed.
Oh god. Ugh. She was mad. She got my Becky of the week here.
Perfect.
Actually. Because you want somebody who's ethnically ambiguous, but you want him to have a plain ass last name.
Thank
like
you.
Smith Jones.
Oh,
or
my god,
something easy. She kept saying, she's like, oh, I asked for something I wouldn't have to spell or wouldn't know how to spell. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Which one is it?
That's
you want
how you
my
know,
man, or you want that's like what is it?
How you know it's a fetish. That's how you know.
Yeah,
he's not even trying to. She's not even trying to deal with the ethnicity and the like, the tag that comes along with it of his last name. Girl, can you imagine his life? He lives a different life than you.
Life.
You can't even. You can't even accept that his last name ain't Smith. Are you crazy?
Right.
Ugh. Oof.
So curious how this one's gonna unfold, man.
Me too.
This relationship. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, you know, chatting, get to know each other, asking each other questions. And, you know, she's like, what qualities are you looking for? He wants someone who could call him out in his shit, which I think Claire is definitely the person for that. She's very outspoken, I think. He asked her biggest fear and she said, I'm terrified. I'll fall in love with you and you won't love me back.
And he was like, well, that's a strong possibility, Ma.
Like, that's a strong possibility that might happen. He saw it. He was like, oh, okay.
Like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. All right. I'm not going to tell her. I've never been in love for a queen. So, yeah, then the friends and family, they meet. They take wedding photos. They have a good vibe. They're, like, obviously physically attracted. So there's, like, a natural chemistry and all of that. And even in their interviews, they seem like very much into each other. No like red flags yet. They seem like into it. All right. So our next couple, Virginia and Eric. Now, Eric, we're reminded again, he's previously divorced. So he understands marriage. He knows what it comes with. And he's sitting with his friends and he's letting them know, like, this is not a game for me. I need this to work. Like, he's very serious about it. He literally says, I want someone on the same page as me, has the same wants and needs.
And you are getting literally a child.
Who don't know what she want and gonna be looking to you for all her needs.
Yeah. So. No. Mm-mm. She got it covered. She got her dog and she good.
That's it. We also learned his last marriage was like very much like a rush, like military thing. Like they were, they didn't have rings even. It was just like, they need to get married, I guess, get the benefits. And then it didn't work out. Now Virginia, she's with her friends. They're in the suite, throwing back drinks.
Shots, drinks, champagne, tequila, vodka.
All of the like, and she hasn't eaten, as she said.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, I can't eat though. Oh my God.
Yeah, but get me another glass of champagne.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Virginia's eyeshadow?
Because the makeup artist got my best.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Of the week. What the fuck is on her face? She has full-blown drag queen, smoky eye, lip sync for your life, fucking eye makeup on, no brow, no eyebrow, nothing.
No brow.
No brow. Okay?
Just
no liner.
Royal purple.
No eyeliner. Just a strong Urban Decay 2006 pigmented eye. No lip liner.
No.
Just half drag. Just quick drag.
Half
even.
Done.
Just halfway done.
So perplexing. It looked like she did it herself. I was like, they paid for somebody to do that to you? Oh my, you know what it reminded me of? It reminds me of my purple eyeshadow from prom that I did myself. I had that same purple, like strong pigment. I think it was like a little MAC pigment that my sister gave me. Slapped that shit on. I think I at least had some liner and shit. Like I had a little bit more of a face, but this is how she showed up to her wedding.
These pictures are forever.
Oh my God.
She looks so dated to the point where I can point out the YouTube tutorial that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know the Jaclyn Hill tutorial that eye makeup is. And you, like, you look from 2011, I'll give you 2011, but God, what? Oh, I was so mad for her. I was so upset for her. I was so
mad at her. You know she requested that.
I know.
She definitely, look at Virginia. She sat in that chair like, I want it to be bright and fun. Like, I don't want to be a traditional bride. Give me like a bright, fun eye.
God.
And the girl, makeup artist was like, okay, girl. And like, man, just went to town. She asked for that.
Yeah, she
set herself up with that. That's crazy.
Oh.
But yes, Virginia, she reminds us that she is, her parents are divorced. She's a product of divorce. She has abandonment issues. Like these are the things she's reminding us of in her confessional.
Yeah.
before getting married. She has anxious attachment issues, as we've diagnosed her, and she herself says she has abandonment issues. So she's 100% ready for marriage with
Definitely 100%. Yep, gun ready to look like she go to a rave and just put sit on wedding
rave,
dress,
not
a
for
cosplay
wedding.
Wedding dress, and is not going to get married to poor Eric.
Oh, God. Virginia's dad does show up, which is nice because it was very unclear whether he was going
to. It was. I was pretty shocked to see him there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. He turned up.
God.
So, yeah, time for the wedding. Eric, he's getting, you know, psyched up. His mom reminds him, you know, make sure you communicate. Don't keep things inside like you normally do. Still bugs me out how he looks the same age as his mother. It is so bizarre.
It's because they're problematic. That's why. That's what happens.
He looks old and she looks young. So, like, shout out to the mama. She looked great, I guess.
She looks
okay.
But
why he look this old?
Yeah.
It's so weird. She's, like, kissing him on the cheek, like, okay, son. And I'm like, that looks like your peer.
Yeah.
Like,
it does.
How is that your mom?
It does. Yeah.
Very odd. Now, Virginia, she, again, is reminding, she's just reminding us of all her issues going to this wedding. She's talking about how she's usually the one that leaves before they leave her. So she's like, you know, very much ready for a marriage. That to her signifies that this person is committed to this process and thus will be forever committed to her. So that's, she's going in with a lot.
That is
very heavy,
crazy.
Very heavy heart there. Yeah. But yeah, she's bugging out for walking down the aisle. Finally gets down the aisle. Dad drops her off. Dad barely even...
Because he knows he's getting her back. That's why he's like, okay, sure.
He literally dropped her off and like turned the corner. Eric was like, "Oh, nice to meet you." Like he was already walking away. It's like, woof, Dad does not give a shit about you. But yeah, Eric and Virginia, they're both all smiles. She has a very like bubbly energy, very infectious, kind of maybe drunk. Maybe feeling very good and sauced up energy. So she's having the best time of her life, and Eric is just feeding off of that. They're all smiles and bubbly and all that jazz.
Did you see his dad as well? His dad to me looked a lot like Colonel Sanders, like freakishly so.
Really? Oh, God, I didn't see.
Oh, my God. That's what I wrote. I said, she doesn't want to do this. She's pacing around the building because she's marrying Colonel Sanders Jr. That man looks like KFC. Oh, man.
Just very straight lace. Like, she's entering into a very straight lace.
All-American.
As they keep saying themselves.
Conservative.
Traditional, all-American, conservative family. And she, the officiant said her family wants you to know that she, her family is huge. Think my big fat Greek wedding. So it's a lot of energy, a lot of people.
Yeah,
like personalities. It's going to be a clashing of the families. Yes, personalities.
Yeah.
She's very bubbly and outgoing. You know she gets that from somebody. So, but yeah, we learn in her opening, she's always dancing, truly the life of the party, never a dull moment. Eric... his family, his parents, or whoever wrote this to him, why was the first line they said,
Eric not a great communicator.
Communicator?
Not, you know, not the best when it comes to his feelings.
Jesus.
They hate
why
him.
Why they gotta let him out like that?
They hate
off rip.
She, and there were so many signs that I was like, Virginia, leave. Leave.
Both of y'all run.
You are blacked out drunk pacing around the back of this venue like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Dad, I don't know if I want to do this. She's not at the age where my good sis Daniela said this to me this weekend. You hit an age at a certain point where you're a woman and you know when to leave and when to stay or what to do. Your intuition tells you certain things. And when you don't listen to it, you regret it. Virginia...
Yeah.
You're not at that age yet because you're 26. But girl, this was your sign. You know it's not right. Just leave. It doesn't matter if why you feel that way, what's going on. For any Patreon listener, if you feel like right now that you need to leave, don't worry about the logic later. Leave.
Get out.
Woo.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, he's not the greatest communicator, but he has a big heart and he's, you know, whatever, whatever.
Some
of the bullshit. That's horrible. Now, Virginia, as you said it, she's blackout. I think she is literally
blacked out.
She's giggling so much. Uh-huh. She is very... I think it's obvious she's drunk. I don't know if the family wants to believe that. So maybe they're just like, oh, she's super bubbly. Mm-hmm. But homegirl's drunk. Like, she's really...
She's like gripping on Eric. Just
Full out. their vows, I didn't take any notes. Was there anything noteworthy?
Me either. No.
Yeah, I
went straight to the kiss because Eric said, ooh, yeah. I like that. And I said, oh, he hasn't gotten any pussy in years. Okay.
Yeah, she grabbed his face. She did like a face grabbing kiss. Yeah. I think he's like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.